With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Dan put together a montage for me for going out and seeing the Prince and Princess of Wales at City Hall Plaza last night. I mean, it just rained sideways the entire time.
Yeah, when it started to rain at my house, I was like, oh.
Yeah, just pouring down rain. And then as it was finishing, the wind came in and it just started blowing the wind sideways.
Yeah, you're a trooper. I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, kind of definitely dampened, forgive the pun, but it did dampen a little bit that it was just...
I think there would have been a lot more folks out there had it been sunshiny, but I love the fact that that many people showed up and came out and supported.
Right. So we're talking about the Royals. Prince William and Princess Kate are in town for this big award that they're giving away. So just quickly before I play some of the audio, just a little backstory on what's going on here in the Earthshot Prize. So it is connected to JFK. He gave a speech 60 years ago at Rice University. It's become known now as the moonshot speech. Mm-hmm. And here's a little piece of that.
But why some say the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
And I guess that inspired Prince William to start this foundation. It is connected to JFK. Caroline Kennedy is involved with it, and they're coming to Boston to give it away this year. They're giving away like $1 million, I think, in prizes.
To five different.
So is it $5 million or is it $1 million split up?
Do million we know? A piece.
It is a million apiece.
Yeah, and it's all about their big mission is climate and saving the earth. And that's why they flew commercial, you know, and that's why like at the event on Friday, they're asking you not to go buy a new dress.
Right, exactly.
You know, rent and that.
So we went down City Hall Plaza. The Mayor Wu was there. Governor-elect was there. Mm-hmm. And then Prince William came out and gave a little bit of a speech. Here's like 90 seconds of it, Kennedy.
Thank you, Mayor Wu. And may I say thank you to all the hardy Bostonians braving the rain this evening.
Did you hear me?
Catherine and I are absolutely delighted to be with you today. For our first engagement in the great city of Boston. As we start the countdown to the Earthshot Prize Awards this Friday. Thank you to Mayor Wu and Reverend White Hammond for all your support for the Earthshot Prize. There are two reasons why Boston was the obvious choice to be the home of the Earthshot Prize in its second year. 60 years ago, President John F. Kennedy's moonshot speech laid down a challenge to American innovation and ingenuity. We choose to go to the moon, he said, not because it is easy, but because it is hard. It was that moonshot speech that inspired me to launch the Earthshot Prize with the aim of doing the same for climate change as President Kennedy did for the space race. And where better to hold this year's awards ceremony than in President Kennedy's hometown, in partnership with his daughter and the foundation that continues his legacy. Boston was also the obvious choice because your universities, research centers, and vibrant startup scene make you a global leader in science, innovation, and boundless ambition.
That's kind of cool to me. That is kind of cool to me.
That was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, what you did yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, that's a memory for Barrett to have forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stood in the rain and I saw the Prince of England, crying out loud.
Yeah.
What did the people around you say? Like, did you talk to anybody?
So, you know, I just thought it was going to be very, like I said, festive and all of that, and it wasn't. People were under their umbrellas. They were just...
Everybody was cranky.
Everybody was cranky. I talked a little bit to a gal next to me for a moment, and they were just down there because their company they work for just helped with the revitalization project they had done at City Hall Plaza, and they tried to make it a more greener space. But, you know, as far as... There was nobody was talking to anybody.
Yeah, they were, really?
It was just miserable.
Trying to stay warm.
It was just miserable.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
There was some people out there screaming at the prince as he was trying to do a speech, like protesting.
Oh, right.
Couldn't even understand what they were saying.
I was going to say, what were they protesting?
I don't know. Open the book, open something, well, open the books.
There were some allegations that came out of one of the staffers, for the royal staffers, regarding racism. Also, you know, colonization and all of this.
So there was a woman walking around with a sign in regards to Ireland, maybe freeing Ireland or something.
There's a lot. The royalty has a past. You know, you watch The Crown.
Right. And so all of these people came.
I mean, he didn't do it, but I get it.
Right. So Barrett did go with me. We walked over from Charlestown, and so when we got done and we're walking home, and it is just, again, it is pouring down rain, and I asked Barrett to give a little recap of what he had just seen.
All right, Barrett, we just left City Hall Plaza. Tell everybody who we saw.
Wait, what was he? Wait, the Prince of Wales, I think.
That is correct. The Prince and Princess of Wales. Who else was here? Did you see?
Mayor Michelle Wu.
The governor-elect.
Yeah.
Charlestown resident?
No, I'm talking about the other one.
Maura Healy.
Yeah.
Okay. My first time seeing royals. Your first time seeing royals. What did you think about the crowd?
There were not that many people.
I was surprised. I was thinking the same thing. It was just, I don't know if the weather kept people away. There was probably a couple of thousand people, but it was like, to me, it like wasn't really raucous or anything. It was pretty mellow, right?
Yeah, the Little Nas X concert that we went to, that was a minute and 30 seconds long, had like 2,000 more people than that.
You're right, in the same spot.
Yeah.
And what did you think about listening to him speak?
Very British. Very British.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was good.
What was it about?
It was about going green. Going green. Having Boston be the most green city in the country.
That is absolutely right. And do you know why he's in town? What he's giving away?
Money.
That's right. He's giving away, I think it's like $1 million. It's called the Earthshot Prize.
Wow.
Yep. It's a lot of money. You could do a lot of good with that. What would you do with $1 million?
Well, I'd do some good with it. And I'd treat myself with it. Because, like, $1 million, that's a lot of money. So, like, I can't give every penny to charity.
So
I'm like, I give a lot of pennies to charity.
Right, well, that's why you're not winning the Earthshot Prize anytime soon, son.
Thank you.
I would commit fraud.
I don't think he knows what that means.
So, if Prince William wants to draw a crowd, he has to learn the words to Old Town Road.
I'm just saying. Oh, my gosh. That was fun, though. It was a lot of fun to be down there.
Well, thank you for going. I know that the weather was trash. So, thank you for going out there and giving us a report. I hope it's not the last time you see him before he leaves, Carson. Mm.
I hope not either. Still, you know, we are continuing on with our campaign, Goodwill Hunting, hoping to get the prince or the princess on the show. If you know somebody, please drop us a text, give us a call, 617-931-1234.
Or just put Carson in a room.
Yeah, we still have a couple of days. He showed up last night at the game, the Celtics game.
Yeah.
There's the event tomorrow. There's still time.
Going out today. There's a lot
I'm
of
just
happening.
Saying. Radio station's not far from where they're going today. Just saying. 83
they
on Birmingham Parkway.
Just give a call.
Right? That's it.
Just give a call.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.